Well, welcome back, everybody, again to Grand Forks Best Source. Time for one of our weekly Berkshire Hathaway podcasts. And joining us on the show today, Warren Sae. And I'm going to admit, Warren, I didn't know you were a realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway. I know you for your incredible crepes, but welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, John. Thank you for having me. Yes, I do also make crepes. I'm an agent at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and I'm also the owner of the French Taste French restaurant at the Ferguson Bookstore.
So you're like a busy guy.
I like to stay busy.
Yeah, you like to stay busy. Warren, you don't have a Norwegian accent. Where are you from?
So I'm born and raised in France, and then I moved to the U.S. About 8 years ago.
Okay. How did you get here from France? I've been to France. France is pretty cool.
Okay.
What brought you to the United States?
Definitely, yeah. My dad was already here working.
Okay.
In Chicago in the suburbs. And I just moved there for school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, pretty much went to high school in a city called Crystal Lake.
Yep. I know where it is.
And this is how I ended up here, yeah.
Okay, so how did you get from Crystal Lake to Grand Forks? Well, that had to be a journey itself.
It's definitely a journey. That's a great question. When I got done in high school in Crystal Lake, I was like, well, I need to go to college, right? And ended up coming here for a petroleum engineer.
Oh, okay.
So this is how I ended up in Grand Forks, and I realized I did not like petroleum engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not my cup of tea, or I figured I was more into business later on.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you get into the realty business then?
Right. So, okay, there's a story behind it.
Okay.
So my second year of college, I did petroleum engineering for my first 2 years, right? My freshman and my sophomore year, I was there. And then I realized I would like to switch to business.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined the marketing program and at the Pancrat Center at UND.
Mm-hmm.
The director was called, or is called, Kathy Lon.
Okay.
And she's actually Josh's stepsister.
Okay.
I was interested to, you know, have an internship, and I figure, well, why not real estate?
Okay.
And this is how she made the kind of recommendation. Oh, you know, here's my stepbrother. He's also a brokerage.
Okay.
A broker at Berkshire Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how I ended up in real estate at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and it's been a journey.
You know, you're one of those guys. You're a friendly guy. I can tell you're a people guy. So this job has got to fit you just perfectly, I would think.
Thanks. I love this job. You know, it's a lot of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just love helping people, talking to people, and see how I can help the best
when
it comes to, you know, developing a skill and then hopefully, you know, finding their dream home. And this is what I do. So, and making crepes as well. I tell people now, you can either get a crepe or a home with me.
You know what? I bet you if you sold a home, you could maybe throw in a free crepe or two.
Yeah, that's what I've done already. You know, that's the slogan. If you do buy a home with me, the crepes are free.
It's yeah. Or you could buy a $280,000 crepe, and we'll throw in a house.
That might be a little difficult, and they might not like that on the other side, but
yeah. I want to ask you, because I've been to Europe before, and I know all over the world people speak English. Here it's not the same in the United States. So did you grow up speaking French?
Yeah, so I was born in France, growing up speaking French.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been to France before?
Yes.
Okay, where have you been?
I've been to Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you like your experience there?
I liked it.
Yeah.
There's so much history.
Okay.
I mean, the history is just incredible.
I agree. Yep.
And I had a lot of fun there. I went from Paris to Brussels, mm-hmm. and then I went to Germany for like 3-4 days. Kind of went all around that area, and had a lot of fun. I mean, I recommend going to Paris to anybody. It's a lot different than it is here.
It is.
It's a lot different, but I noticed one thing. It doesn't matter if you're a man and you're 10 years old or 100 years old, if you're skinny, fat, or whatever, they all like to wear skinny jeans.
Some do. Yeah. It's definitely different than the U.S. and America. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do want you to say this. Say your name and say you're a realty expert from Berkshire Hathaway in French. Just one time. I want to hear it.
Je m'appelle Warren Sailly et je suis un expert à Berkshire Hathaway.
That's got to sell you houses right there.
Hey, you know, you can either get crepes. I can speak to you in French while I'm showing you the house. It's a great experience. It's the French experience.
Where about are you from in France? Did you already say that?
So it's the suburbs of Paris. It's called Clichy-la-Garenne. Also now from my mom, you know, my ethnicity is the Caribbean, the West Indies.
Okay, okay.
And then from my dad, it's Central Africa.
Okay. Republic.
And I've been to both. One is a country and the other one is an island. So French island is called Martinique. And my ethnicity from my dad is Central Africa Republic.
How did they end up in France?
Great question. So my mom is born in the Caribbean, in La Martinique.
Okay, right? Yep.
So this is where I still have my grandparents.
Okay.
I just came back from a trip from last winter break. It's
beautiful. Oh, I bet you it was beautiful down there.
If you ever want to go somewhere.
Especially in the winter.
Exactly. If you ever want to go somewhere for winter, you know, because it's super cold in Grand Forks, I would recommend La Martinique.
Yep.
It's a French island.
Yep.
And but for my dad was born in Belgium, actually.
Oh, okay.
He was born in Belgium, and then, but my grandparents were born in Africa. My dad did his education in France.
Okay. So you have got relatives basically all over the world.
All over, yeah. The Caribbean and France and Africa.
Do they ever get a chance to come up here and visit you?
Not yet, but, you know, I'm a realtor now. So as I said, I would, before they come visit me, I said, you know, let me get on my property first, get a home. Cause I would stay in Grand Forks for the next 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can stay at my house and, hopefully also help me make the crepes as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice to have, some help making those and, oh gosh, they're so good. What's your probably favorite part about being a realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway?
Right. So I would say first is the learning experience, you know, I get to learn a lot about real estate. And, second, I would say, you know, helping people, you know, because to help people, I need to know already what I'm doing.
Sure.
And, within that, you know, just serving the community and having people coming to me and say, hey, Warren, I have questions about, you know, renting a home, buying a home comes first. What should I do? You know, and this is where I like to, you know, help others and, at the end have a closing and, you know, see them happy in their dream home.
And I would imagine, when you moved to Grand Forks to further your education, the last thing in the world you thought you'd be doing was selling homes for Berkshire Hathaway. But, you know, every realtor or realty expert, I love to call them the experts there because I think you guys all are. Everybody that works there that's been on this show, they absolutely love their job. They come in here with just this great attitude, and it must be fun going to work then.
It's super fun. You know, the people are super fun. The people will help you. I love the atmosphere, the experience. And then, you know, the work that you're at the office kind of reflects your work also outside the office.
Sure.
And when I came to Grand Forks, I would never thought I would become a realtor, to be honest. But again, it's a people to people job, you know, relationship, relationship, and I like to build long term relationship with people.
Yeah, and the guys and girls at Berkshire Hathaway, they'd like to have fun. I mean, they're a fun group of people.
They are.
Yeah.
They are.
Do you plan on selling houses for a long time?
Well, like I said, you know,
can you do both?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, the crepes, selling houses.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I like to make crepes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you want breakfast, you know where to find me. And in the afternoon, if you want to see homes, I can show you the homes.
Mm-hmm. So a typical day in the life of Warren Sailly, say like today, Thursday, how did your day start? And walk us through your typical day because you're a busy guy.
Sounds good. So in the morning, right now the shop is in construction, right?
Okay.
So the shop is at Ferguson Bookstore, you know, in the Grand Cities. We're actually neighbors, by the way.
So, yep, yep.
I'll bring you some crepes. I hope you come sometimes. And
oh, we will. Oh, we will. After the ones you brought us. Yeah. Yeah.
The bacon, egg, and cheese is fabulous.
I didn't eat the rest of the day, by the way. I was still full at the end of the day.
Oh, that hit the spot that day.
And he was talking about how hungry he was. He's like, man, I got to get some food. And then here comes Warren with a couple of crepes. But okay, so walk us through your day.
That's what I do in the morning, you know. I wake up at 7 a.m. or sometimes 6, actually. But at 7, I'm already in the Grand Cities. And then until 1, I would make crepes. And then, you know, I would meet a lot of people. So I tell them, you know, what I do. I make crepes for breakfast. But in the afternoon, I'm also a realtor at Berkshire Hathaway. So, you know, if you're ever interested within your crepe, you can ask me a question as well.
Sure.
If you get the home, the crepes are free. Or the crepes are on me, at least.
Okay. So. I've noticed the guys, especially that come in for Berkshire Hathaway, you guys all dress just immaculate. Uh-huh. Is that what you wear when you're making crepes in the morning, or do you got to do a wardrobe change?
Oh, when I make crepes, I have my apron, you know.
Yeah, you don't want any bacon juice splattering on that. No, that's a nice outfit there.
That's not possible, you know. When I make crepes, I look, I'm a chef, you mm-hmm. know, I look like a cook. So I have my apron, I have my little French hat, you know, kind of going up. And no, I'm ready to make crepes. But when I'm in real estate, I try to stay professional.
Sure.
And, you know, because it's important when I show houses, I want to make sure I'm dressing professionally.
Mm-hmm. So the rest of the day today, have you got showings lined up or walk us through the rest of your day?
So for now, working a lot of emails. So I make sure I go back to the office, you know. Emails, calls, textings, make sure everything is right because it's a lot of documents.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk through, you know, I have clients right now that are closing. One client that is closing next week.
Okay.
And you got to make sure the time for closing is right. All the documents are right. And then, you know, we went through a home inspection. We already went through appraisal. Now you just got to make sure on the day of closing, everything is there and, you know, he can leave with the key and...
Yeah, you got to have all your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
Did you have a hard time learning American slang when I said something like you got to have your ducks in a row? I mean, I could just see somebody going, what the heck do ducks have to do with realty?
Right. I understand American slang.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I understand always, you know, first time hearing it, but I would understand the meaning of it.
Yeah. Would you rather speak French or English?
Hey, I would like a little bit both.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
If si je peux parler un peu en français et on peut, you know, exchange a few words, that's also awesome.
Okay, how about this one? Oui.
Parfait. Maintenant, on se comprend très bien.
I know oui and merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
I actually grew up in Métis, French Canadians.
Okay.
My great grandparents, when I was a kid, we did all our holidays at their house, and everything at the table was spoken French when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I just knew oui and merci beaucoup because that's all I needed to know at that time. And it's funny because fast forward 50 years, my dad says, well, don't you know any French? And I go, no, I don't know any French. You know, back then you didn't have to take a second language elective course like they do now. And so back then, I think the only thing that was offered in my school where I grew up was, I think Spanish, and I don't even think French was even offered, but you know any French?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I thought you were going to say Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Okay. Buongiorno. Oh,
you have some French heritage then, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Oh, I just, sorry, it reminds me of that Tarantino movie with Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah, they were the...
That's about the extent of my...
Yeah.
Buongiorno.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Jeepers. How we can start talking about realtors and realty and Berkshire Hathaway and then go to talking about war movies. That's what I love about this.
That's what I'm here for. I'm always that transition.
Yeah, yeah, you're the transition guy. Warren, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe they're interested in selling a house, maybe they're interested in buying a house, how can they get a hold of Warren Saiyi?
So they can call me at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
My phone number is 701-739-2575. I make sure my phone is always, you know, not on silent, but in French, you would say active.
Yep, and, yep.
There's that. Or they can find me at the crepe shop in the morning for breakfast or coffee. or hopefully smoothies as well as we all open the shop. So like I said, you can either get a hold of me by calling me or by having a crepe.
Okay.
And, by that, you know, then from there we can just discuss.
Tell you what, if you have one of those French taste crepes from Warren and you're looking for a house, go get the crepe first, because I guarantee you, you're going to want to buy a house from the guy. You're going to want to go see what he's got, because, man, this is good stuff. And we wish you all the luck. I mean, I can't wait till you get the whole shop thing going. I can't wait for you to keep selling houses. I mean, Berkshire Hathaway, what a great job. And you seem to be doing just fine.
Thank you, John. Yeah, and like I said, for me, I think crepes and homes are great pairs together.
Mm-hmm.
I may bring crepes at the open house. Who knows?
Yeah. How'd you ever start making crepes, by the way?
So the story about the French taste is coming in Grand Forks. Into Grand Forks, it was difficult to find crepes. You know?
Yeah.
I make sweet and savory crepes. Mm-hmm. I've never had a savory crepe before the bacon, egg, and cheese that I brought you.
I did have one in France. I don't even remember how it was, because that's all I did there was eat and drink.
Okay. The one that you brought me was the first one I've ever had. I've never even heard of one before.
Yeah, most people around here would think this is, what is this, some kind of lefse?
Yeah, you know? It's really similar. I said they're cousin in some ways, family. But my point was, there's no savory crepes in Grand Forks or in the Midwest or even in the U.S. It's really difficult to find.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, in France, Paris, you have a lot of crepes. You know, that are either sweet or savory. So for me, being frustrated, you know, one day I went to IHOP and I said, oh, sounds like they have crepes. Went to IHOP, tried the crepes, and I was like, no,
it's no.
not crepes. This is crap. You know, it's not,
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
not, it's not as good. And, you know, I just figured, well, every year I would go back to France once a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, have crepes with my family, with friends, and come back here, nothing. So I was like, okay, let me make crepes for myself. And that's what I did. I learned. I learned how to do it. I did not know how to do it at first.
You know, okay.
But I was just having them back home.
Was it hard for you to get used to? Because the food in France is a lot different than the food is here. Right. Was it a hard transition for you to make to come here and eat all this grease and all this, you know, fat? And I mean, you got a lot of that in France, too. But right. It's, you know, there's a lot of... I am a cheese fanatic. Okay. I love cheese.
I love cheese as well.
Yeah, and when I got out of there, I couldn't eat any more cheese. I mean, I was actually leaving some on my plate because you get tons of it. But was it hard for you to adjust to our diet?
No, not really. I would come already once in a while to the U.S. because my dad already worked in the mm-hmm. U.S. So, you know, by the time I was living here, I already knew the culture, you know. So,
yep.
And I mean, I like American food, but I like French food as well.
Yeah. So. What's your favorite American food?
Favorite? I like Sloppy Joe. Is that American?
Yeah, yeah, Sloppy Joe's. I think that's American. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's just so simple.
Yeah. I like the Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, like a big old steak.
Yep, big old steak, New York steak. I like mm-hmm. it. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You don't smother a bunch of steak sauce on it, do you?
Sorry?
Do you put steak sauce and all that stuff on it, too?
I'm not there, but we'll get there eventually.
Nah, you don't want to get there. You don't need to for a good steak. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Warren Saeed, man, actually got to sit down and talk with you for a while now, which is really cool. You know, the first time I really met you was when you dropped off the crepes. I had no idea that you were a realty expert with Berkshire Hathaway. You could see, you amaze me. I didn't know you were this busy.
Well, as we met more and more, I'll share a little bit more.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I'm guessing you're probably going to be on the show again, I hope.
Yep, that is either with Berkshire or with my business, French Taste.
Okay.
I'll come and we'll have a nice discussion on how life is.
All right.
I'll probably be on next month on our Dirty Thursday. I'll become a race car driver, too. Okay.
Whatever you say. Yeah. What can't Warren do?
Yeah. Hey, you can teach me. I don't know about car like that. But
you ever been to the racetrack here?
Actually, I have not yet.
Okay. Well, yeah. We might have to bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That'd be fun.
It's a good time. I didn't really go. I've lived here my whole life, and I didn't really go until this last year, kind of more mm-hmm. so than often. And I'm getting hooked.
How often do they race there?
Every Friday night. We have some certain shows that, like during the fairs, but of course canceled this year. We have a 3-day race coming up. John Seitz Memorial is kind of how we almost wrap up the season. But every Friday night.
We're getting off topic again here.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. All right. All right. We'll talk about this when we get off the air here. There we go. Our weekly Berkshire Hathaway podcast in the books. And thank you to Warren Saie for coming in today. He's one of your realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway. And also check out French Taste Crepes. They're right here in the Grand Cities Mall. You can find them down at the bookstore. And check it out because... man, it is good stuff.
Thanks for having me, John. It was a pleasure today.
You are welcome, man. Yeah. Hey, have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, too.